This is From Lost to Hope with your host, Jackie Stubblefield. I walk alongside those who have lost loved ones, health, or home to a place of hope as we study and trust in the truth of God's Word. This is episode 2, where we will be talking about why we can trust God in difficult situations. We learned in the last episode that trust is the firm belief in the strength and reliability of someone. When Christy and I were taking care of Anna, we depended on Jesus Christ because we knew He is reliable. We had experiences in our life as well as others to encourage us in Him. We all look for trust in our relationships. This is an attribute we desire. Without trust, there is no relationship. Do we think about the reasons that God is trustworthy? In normal circumstances, this may be easier, but when going through trials, we may look at God in a different way. We can become blind to who He is. God is rich in His attributes. In this podcast, we will discuss only a portion of them, mainly the ones that come to mind first when we are hurting and placing our trust in God. God is powerful. Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Sovereign Lord, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for You. First in this verse, Jeremiah recognizes that God is in control of everything. He's not new in the ways of God. This gives credibility to what God's nature truly is. Therefore, Jeremiah has trust in God. He sees the witness of God's mighty power in the creation and nature and knows that this is no small feat. He marvels at its beauty and knows that God can do everything. When we look to God, do we see that He is all power and can help us overcome any obstacle? We have access to that power as Christians. Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Praying to God and asking for His strength is more than just words. It gives us the relief we need. God is all knowledge, Psalm 139:4. Before a word is on my tongue, You, Lord, know it completely. Remember when we were kids and thought our mothers had eyes behind their heads? Well, that wasn't exactly having all knowledge, yet it did display a certain kind. God has the knowledge of what is going on in the past, present, and future. He doesn't have to remember. It's there. With such a vast knowledge, surely we can trust in God because He knows how and when to answer us. As humans, we have a tendency to think, given a little time, we can figure it out. Why not save the time and depend on an all-knowing God? Stressful situations have a tendency to steal our concentration. Our thoughts can be chaotic and random, pausing one moment to quieten our mind and direct it to the Lord can help our thoughts. God is righteous, Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock, His works are perfect, and all of His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright is He. Wow, what a verse to refresh our trust in God. Who else has these attributes, or even just one of them? He is referred here as the rock. According to Matthew Henry's concise commentary, this is the first time the word rock is used in Scripture. God is solid in all of His attributes. We know from the Bible that God is righteous. At every turn, we are admonished to be in right standing with Him by obeying what His Word tells us. Everything in the Bible points to God's righteousness. He is opposed to sin in any form and cannot gaze on it. His righteousness is important because we know we can trust His decisions. No ulterior motives here. He is strictly for our best. God is faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it." There are many of God's people that tell of his faithfulness in Scripture. The one above is from Paul. After becoming a follower of Jesus Christ, Paul experienced one trial right after the other. He trusted in God, and these are his words of encouragement to other believers. God did not always take the trial away, but he gave Paul the strength to get through it. 2 Timothy 2:13, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself." This is not usually the way we think as humans. Who wants to be faithful to someone who's not? That steps on every part of our self-esteem. Here we see what faithfulness is. God is the source of every good and perfect attribute. He remains faithful to us even in our unfaithfulness. God is love. 1 John 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. We as humans look on this attribute as the most important one because our need for love is so great. I don't think any of God's attributes overshadow the other. But in this verse, we see how important it is to God for us to love. As we are reaching out to God, love is usually the first thing we think about. Knowing his love, it is a driving force to seek him. God's love gives you the assurance that we are okay. His love is unconditional, and this helps build our trust. God is personal. Psalm 34:17 to 18. "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Some people who believe in God do not think he is interested in us personally. In many verses, we see God wants to be a part of our lives. In the above verse, we read that God hears the cries of his people. He doesn't stand to the side and leave them alone. He is willing to share his wisdom to help us in times of trial. When we are hurting, God wants us to come to him and share our burden. He is a personal God and wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants to be our Father. These are a few of the reasons why we can trust in God when we are hurting. Refreshing our memories of who he is can increase our faith in a God who loves and cherishes us. When we are hurting, it's hard sometimes to look to God. We may even be mad at him and do not understand why he has allowed the pain in our life. Isaiah 55:8-9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." There are things in our life we may not understand, but when we trust in God, we can rely on his love for us. He will do what is best, even though it doesn't feel like it at the time. In our suffering, God is there to give us relief, peace, and hope. Please leave topics you would like to be discussed in the comments. This will help me to know which direction to go with the podcast. The next podcast will be Finding Comfort in God's Word. Please remember to subscribe to From Lost to Hope.